Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita. So, by the grace of Hari, then we get the association of Guru or spiritual masters. And Vaishnavas. And holy scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. So that's how Srila Prabhupada created this international society for Krishna consciousness. To give us the opportunity for that sadhusanga. In Brihadbhagavatamrita, there is a concluding section of the book. Here in New Rajadam, I was reading a little from that. Anyway, it's you know the story of Gopamar. He tells his whole story to this Brahmana, Mathura Brahmana. And after, is this month for TV? Because I heard Prabhu wrote here that he was watching on Mayapur TV. Oh, that's Mayapur TV. And after he's telling this whole story of perfection, and this Brahman, the Mathura Brahman, he was unmoved. So Srimati Radharani had given the Gopakumar this instruction. Like this morning, Madhavananda Prabhu was quoting that the Shiksha Guru is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. And she told him, "This my devotee there in Vrindavan, you go and you enlighten him." So Gopakumar, very extensive, told him his whole life story, which encompassed countless time, creations. How he attained perfection, how he went to Vaikuntha and ultimately attained Goloka. And after that, nothing happened. So then, Gopakumar, he put his hand on top of the Brahmana's head. And all of a sudden, by Gopakumar's desire, then everything that Gopakumar had personally spoken became realized. So by the just by the touch, it wasn't really the touch that was necessary, it was just a desire. Just by the desire of a great soul, she became perfect. This is called Kripa Siddha. And Sanatana Goswami gives a commentary. ez az own bhakti, ez az own commentary. So there's 24 pages long. And it's just all about the extraordinary qualities and greatness of Vaishnavas. Vaishnava Mahima. The greatness of Vaishnavas. Sometimes devotees have the habit of noticing Rick Tirana Prabhu is getting faster this week. Just get in class and go out. They get up in Bhagavatam class and leave. So one should really have a good reason for that. More than just want to go to the bathroom or time to go have breakfast. Otherwise then it becomes an offense. And Bhagavatam is going on. Unless children are going for their schedule, no one goes. That's the proper sadhana. And Prabhupada wanted us to learn actually what is proper conduct, proper etiquette. And unfortunately we don't know. I was in Mayapur, and I just finished giving class, and there were a whole bunch of devotees, and they were asking questions. And then one of the devotees started talking to another devotee. So one of my acquaintances is a sannyasi. He happened to be from the Gaudiya Mathas. He got so upset. He came over to grab me and said, "What are you doing talking when he's speaking?" So there's a sadhachar, there's a proper conduct. And we need to know that in order to actually be able to appreciate what Krishna consciousness is. And there are many examples, if you read, of how Srila Prabhupada was used. Very, very expectant of his devotees, especially that they understand the proper conduct when it comes to hearing. If it's a spiritual master speaking here and I'm chanting my japa 5 hours away, that's not japa. It won't do anything. So sat-achar, the achar of transcendence, how Vaishnavas, sadhus conduct themselves. So Sanatana Goswami, he goes on to describe all the glories of the
Vaishnavas.
Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnavas, Shri Sankara, 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 And we were actually reading some of the verses here in Bhagavatam that Sanatana Goswami also quoted. That same attachment that causes bondage in this material world. Attachment to friends, family, and so many other things. That attachment, when directed towards sadhus, that becomes the moksha power, it becomes the gate to liberation. So in a way that there's more to reality than what we see. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that there's a lot more going on in this world than what's visible to us. There's billions of bacteria floating around in the air. We don't see them. But they're there. There's a lot of things going on we don't see. And on much more subtle levels, there are so many things taking place. So similarly, we should not take sadhus for granted, Vaishnavas for granted. There's more than meets the eye. That's an English saying, more than meets the eye. So, and how do you really see a sadhu? Actually, you can. But if you know how to hear, then you recognize him. So, by hearing, then you can know who's actually a Vaishnava and what kind of
Vaishnava.
But we need to cultivate that science of hearing. And we don't have any time. So this one devotee, he left his body 1:30 this morning. He was Pavlisaro. He was 34 years old. Who's more than 34 years old? Okay, that's the thing. But there was a time when he thought that he was going to live forever. But that wasn't to be. And we always think that it's going to happen to someone else. Yesterday, I don't have much time, but I got a message on my computer from Keshe Bharati Maharaj. He's been having fever on and off and feeling very, very poorly, as they say in England, for the last 3 weeks. So he went to the doctors to come in and did some scan. And at least there's some indication that maybe he had cancer. Of course, he's past 70. But He also started his message to me. He says, my life is spinning on a dime. That's another English saying. A dime is a very small coin. So what does it take to turn a coin? But our lives are just like that. It's like a drop of water on the edge of a leaf. Any moment it could fall. And the only value our life has is Nityam Bhavata Seva. Our association with Vaishnavas and our hearing and chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Bhagavad Krishna. Nothing else we have, nothing else we do, it's not worth anything. You can ask Krishna, you can't ask him anymore, but you could ask him. The only thing that was of value in his life were the devotees who were there listening. So, this sadhusanga, this is essentially what our Krishna consciousness movement is about. This is called Bhagavata Marga. Pancha Tritti Marga is about the worship of deities. And Bhagavata Marga is about worshipping Vaishnavas. And Radham Sarvesham Vishnu Adhanam Param Kadiyanam. Of the two, then Krishna says this other one is better. The worship, and there are different types of Vaishnavas. But the association of Vaishnavas, the service of Vaishnavas, service to Vaishnavas, this is the ultimate religion. There's no higher religion than that. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just be very careful when you're associating with Vaishnavas. There's more than meets the eye. The Sikh Maniti, he was one of Lord Chaitanya's three very confidential male associates. And he took exception to the starched cloth that the pujaris were offering Jagannath. Starched, it's stiff. And aside from that, starch is starch isn't considered pure. So at night, in his dreams, then Lord Jagannath came and he said, "Why are you criticizing my servant?" And he started slapping him. And so and so when he woke up, his whole face was swollen. So Yeah, there's more than meets the eye when it comes to Vaishnavas. We don't necessarily know who we're associating with.
Igen, tehát a Vaishnavák többek annál, mint amit látni lehet belőlük, és sokszor nem is tudjuk, hogy ki az, akinek a társaságában vagyunk.
Unless we ourselves are somewhat elevated, then we can recognize.
Ha csak mi magunk nagyon emelkedettek vagyunk, akkor fel tudjuk ismerni.
Just like one devotee wrote me a letter, he was speaking with some Vaishnava.
Egy bakta értettem egy levelet, egy Vaishnavával beszélgetett.
He was just making some generic critical remark about devotees in Islam.
Aki általánosan ilyen kritikus megjegyzést tett az iszkom baktáknak.
Of course it's unnecessary.
Persze ez nem szükséges.
But beyond that it's also inaccurate.
De ennek még nem is fontos.
And it's not healthy for spiritual life.
Nem egészséges a lelki életben.
But rather the samanakya, how to actually glorify Krishna. That's the thesis which I'm very much. Anyway, let's thank you very much. And keep in mind our process, this process of Bhagavad Mark or Bhava Mark. It's about Sankirtan, hearing Bhagavatam, associating with sadhus. This temple and the worship of deities, this is just secondary, and it's just meant to help us fix our minds a little.
Ez a templom és a múlti imádata csak másodlagos, és csak segít, hogy rögzítsük a célra az emléket.
But actually our real path is this path of Shravanam, Kirtanam and Sangha.
De az útunk az igazából a Shravanam, Kirtanam és a Sangha.
Thank you very much to our Kumaras and Kumaris.
Nagyon szépen köszönöm a Kumaráinkat és a Kumaráinkat.
We hope that they are getting ready to take over all the positions that are getting vacant in our Krishna consciousness movement.
And
they're not vacant yet, but sooner or later they will be. Hare Krishna, Krishna Niksetha. Kedves Bakták, fiatalok, pedig jó, Srila Prabhupáti, Nandasztu Gaurabhakti, Nitányáncot akarom mondani, és akkor rakjuk fel a hangszereket, lehet lent is játszani, bárs is van, és akkor a terv, hogy akkor Sankirtan, amit a Zsíriáne Bakták,
and all the same things that I thought is in words, I mean,